save the church or the world? Question number 67. If, at this late hour, we give our whole effort for the salvation of the church, how will the rest of the world ever be reached? Answer. The mission to save the world cannot be more important than the mission to save the church. Enlarging the church membership under the now prevailing lukewarm Laodicean conditions could no more advance the kingdom of Christ than could have been done under the conditions in the Jewish church in the days of his first advent. Understanding the true situation in that church, John the Baptist and Christ himself, and even the apostles at first, engaged themselves to work, not for the world in general, but only in the interest of their brethren in the church. As the same departure from Christ exists within the church now, as it did then, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 217, it will take much greater effort to rescue the people from the Laodicean sad deception, Testimonies, Volume 3, page 253, and if they were in heathenism. For in Laodicea they are made to believe that they have all the truth there is to be had, that they are rich and creased with goods, and in need of nothing, their salvation forever secured as long as they hold membership in the church. Hence there is greater risk of their losing their souls in the church, while she is lukewarm and about to be spewed out, and if they remain in the world until the church awakes from her slumber and anoints herself with the eye salve truth, sees right, does right, and leads and feeds the flock aright. Let every honest member ask the question, if the church herself is not saved, Testimonies, Volume 3, page 253, not following Christ her leader, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 217, and has become an harlot, Testimonies, Volume 8, page 250, how can she save others? The greatest need therefore is first to save those in the church, then those in the world. The special work of purification, of putting away of sin, among God's people, the great controversy, page 425, the closing work for the church, in the sealing time of the 144,000 testimonies, volume 3, page 266, must come first, then is to follow the sealing of those in the world. The men and means already devoted to missionary work for the world are so plenteous as entirely to overshadow the meager facilities available for carrying the message to the Laodiceans, although the church is in even greater need than is the world. However, carrying the message to the church does not affect the mission work for the world, for while the Davidians labor in the interest of the church, the denomination carries the old message to the world. But should the Davidians also devote their time and money to looking after the interests of the heathen, then both the church and the world would be plunged into hell. Consequently, to save the world, we must first seek to save the church from the ruin that is imminent, as did John the Baptist, Christ, and the apostles in their day. After the church awakes and ceases dreaming that she is rich and increased with goods, finds out that she is in need of everything rather than of nothing, puts on her strength, by turning to Christ her leader, clothes herself in the garments of his righteousness, and lets the unclean pass no more through her, Isaiah 52:1, then shall her righteousness go forth as brightness, and her salvation as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see her righteousness, and all kings her glory, Isaiah 62:1, 2. Then will she really be able to save? Then her gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto her the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve her shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Isaiah 60:11-12. Let all present truth believers, therefore, pursue this course to its happy climax, sing, and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for, lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto thee. Zechariah 2:10-11. Still further, as it is not we, but Christ who is taking the reins in his own hands, Testimonies to Ministers, page 300, it is not our duty to tell him which work should be done and which should be left undone, but let every follower of his realize that he will work in a manner very much out of the common order of things, and in a way that will be contrary to any human planning. Testimonies to Ministers, page 300. Be not like the class who question and criticize everything that arises in the unfolding of truth, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 690, but be like those who let heaven guide. Testimonies to Ministers, page 475. The command to us is, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice, like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Isaiah 58:1. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Isaiah 62:10, 11.